This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. These projects span across various sectors, including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. In the field of telecom connectivity, Mr. Modi will commission more than 97,500 mobile 4G towers built at a cost of around 37,000 crore rupees with Swadeshi technology. He will lay foundation stone and dedicate to the nation important railway projects that will boost connectivity and regional growth. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Behrampur and Udhna at Surat in Gujarat. In a significant development, Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that natural gas has been discovered in the Andaman Basin, confirming the long-held belief that the Andaman Sea is rich in natural gas. In a social media post last night, the minister said an ocean of energy opportunities has opened up in the Andaman Sea. Expressing happiness, Mr. Puri informed about the occurrence of natural gas in Sri Vijayapuram 2 well, at a distance of 9.2 nautical mile from the shoreline on the east coast of the Andaman Islands. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that BRICS has stood firm as a strong voice of reason and constructive change at a time when multilateralism is under stress. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while hosting a meeting of the BRICS foreign ministers in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. The minister said that in a turbulent world, BRICS must reinforce the message of peace building, dialogue, diplomacy, and adherence to international law. He said that BRICS must amplify its collective call for a comprehensive reform of the principal organs of the United Nations, especially the UN Security Council. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a two-state solution that would create an independent Palestinian state, calling it suicidal for his country. During his speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York last night, Mr. Netanyahu called the Western nations, including France, Canada and Britain, naive for recognizing the Palestine state. He warned that Israel will finish the job of eliminating Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza unless it laid down arms and released the remaining hostages taken during terrorist attack on Israel in 2023. In Odisha, most parts of the state are experiencing heavy rainfall following formation of a low pressure over the Bay of Bengal. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for several districts of the state. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has directed collectors of 17 districts to remain vigilant and prepared to handle any emergencies arising from heavy rainfall triggered by a fresh low pressure system over the Bay of Bengal. The Ministry of Education has issued a notice entrusting National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, with the responsibility of granting equivalence to Class 10th and Class 12th certificates across school education boards for admissions and government jobs. The ministry highlighted that this responsibility will be exercised for the purpose of admission of students to higher education institutions and employment under the central government, state governments and union territories. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense super over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, men in blue have extended their winning streak to 6 matches. In the super over, left-arm pacer Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets, restricting Sri Lanka to 2 runs. India, needing 3 to win the game, pulled off a win on the first ball itself. India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.